Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is November the 18th, and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan, and I'll be assisting Alex today on this call. Before we hear from him, though, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or possibly even you if you choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. All right, so today we're going to hear from Alex. And Alex, I'm not really sure what our topic is today, if it's the one rule or if it's mercy versus grace. But here you are.
Thank you, Johanna. And I apologize, everyone, for being out of pocket the last couple of weeks. It was unavoidable, but anyway, I was sorry not to be here. And I think the latest post we have on the YouTube channel are, one, our very first deep issues topic, which is a new thing that I've been telling you about for months that we were going to start. Well, we just started and did the first one, and the first one was on Black Lives Matter. And then the spiritual law, I believe, before that, which would go back another week, was on nobody wants to be brave and unconscious selfishness. And I think those are all worth listening to. The nobody wants to be brave and unconscious selfishness. Sometimes realizing those things in yourself and other people can really change your relationship, or if it's with yourself, can really give you some insight into yourself on what needs to be fixed. And then when you fix that, it jumps you way ahead in your life. So I would listen to those and use the unconscious selfishness and no one wants to be brave as kind of a diagnostic of what may be happening in your life or has in the past and probably will happen again. The Black Lives Matter is a whole different deal, and I prayed for months before doing that recording with a friend of mine who is a Black American who I've known since college, and if you've watched it, you've noticed it's a lot longer. Most of these are, you know, around 20 minutes, and that one's like an hour and a half, but I really felt like to do justice to that subject, which is such a big and, I believe, important subject right now, it needed to be that long. We had to cover 6 or 8 major areas and needed to cover them well so that, you know, we were clear in what our position was, because this is such a heated subject that it's very easy to be misinterpreted. When I was praying about this for the month before we did the actual filming, what came to me was surprising to me. And that was, and this was sort of the conclusion of the thing, that we have been trying to solve a problem that went on for 350 years and was probably right up there with the Holocaust as far as crimes against humanity. It would be a crime against humanity today, as was the Holocaust. And one of the main mistakes I believe we've made as a Caucasian white European American, which is, I guess, what I am to most people, to me, the ancestors of the oppressors, including me, have been unwilling to come to solutions for the ancestors of the oppressed that were painful to the ancestors of the oppressors. Now, I just realized as I say that, I can hardly understand what I said, and I just said it. So let me try to put it a different way. Those of us who are ancestors of the oppressors are looking for a solution that's not very painful for us. And I think that's where we've made the mistake. And it's in two ways. First of all, I believe, by and large, pain is a good thing, not a negative thing. Now, if it's simply chronic pain, something in the body, I probably wouldn't agree with that in that circumstance. Read a wonderful book by Philip Yancey and Dr. Paul Brand called Pain, the Gift That Nobody Wants, where they were talking about how leprosy is actually an absence of pain at its root. That's what it is, and it's considered to be the most dreaded disease on the planet if you get it. Not many people get it these days. And, of course, at that time, they didn't know that that's where it came from, but it was and is. And even when you look at spiritual matters, pain is typically a good thing. It's kind of like the those blow-up things in the alleys of the bowling alley, the gutter guards, to make sure you hit pins on every single throw. It basically means you can't miss if those guards are up. Well, that's what pain is for. It's to keep us on the right path of love and truth and spirituality rather than selfishness, anger, unforgiveness, etc. So I believe instead of looking for the least painful solution, we should be looking for the best solution regardless of the pain. And I think that's where we've made our mistake. And some of those solutions might be drastic. Some of those solutions might be extremely painful. People have suggested, well, maybe every black person who can trace their ancestry in America back to slavery, the government should just write them a check. Or maybe they should not have to pay taxes for X number of years or forever or whatever. And other things have been proposed, but always dismissed as, no, that would be too painful. But, I mean, think about it. 350 years of murder, rape, abuse, crimes against humanity that affected tens of millions of people that now have ancestors in America who are American black lives. How painful was that 350 years? So to me, to arbitrarily say, you know, this whole situation has come about by extreme pain forced on a group of people for 350 years, but the solution we find has to be one that's not very painful for us white folks. To me, that's really borders on the absurd. But I believe that's what we've done and why there hasn't been a solution that has actually worked. Because we were always looking for something not very painful. And in this case, the solution, it may just be that the only real solution that would heal the issue is very painful. And so we're missing it because we won't even look there. It has to be something not very painful. So, and I do believe, you know, as we're talking about this on this show today, that this doesn't just apply to Black Lives Matter. It also applies to just about any relationship. When you do and go through the pain in order to make a spiritual wrong right, there is always a great blessing in doing that. And usually the blessing is for the person who did the painful thing to make it right, and very often the blessing is way bigger than the pain that they went through. So that applies to your marriage, that applies to relationships at work, your friends, God, yourself. I mean, sorry about my dog barking. That applies to to every relationship is sometimes for the best outcome, pain is required. So that's it for me, Johanna.
Okay, Alex. Okay, so let's see. If any of you have any questions you'd like to interact with Alex, share what your responses are to this, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. I'll be able to unmute your line so you can interact with Alex. If you're online and you type it in the field, I can read your question for Alex. And let me just see who we have here. Okay, I'm going to unmute your line, and I believe this is Glenn from California. Your line is open.
It is. Hi, Johanna. Hi, Dr. Alex. How are you doing? We missed you the last couple of weeks.
Well, thanks, Glenn. It's good to be back. How are you?
No, I'm doing great. Glad you're back. So I wondered about this, too. It's interesting that you're diving into this topic because politically it's very controversial, and I'm not sure. I don't even know myself what the right thing is. So I welcome your comments from a spiritual perspective, because some people don't even want to deal with this. They think it's some whacked out, you know, reparations thing. But spiritually, I'm interested in your take that this needs to be healed and we should do something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not claiming I have the specific solution, but I think the general solution is, don't judge it by how painful it is. Judge it by whether it will actually heal the issue or not, regardless of how painful. And as an example, and I said this a few minutes ago, some people have said, well, the solution is just the government should write a check or them not pay taxes. But then on the other side, people say, yeah, but if we do that, the country's going to go bankrupt. And that is very probably true, and the bankruptcy would affect, you know, Black Americans just like it would White Americans. But I would also say that going bankrupt may not be the worst thing that ever happened. If whoever the much smarter people are than me got together, both Black and White, and discussed and said, okay, the best solution is to write a check, and yes, it is going to bankrupt the country. Well, you know, there's several ways to look at that. One is that bankruptcy is this horrible, terrible thing that you never recover from, but that's not the truth. Abraham Lincoln went bankrupt like 5 times. I mean, it was unbelievable how much of a failure that guy was until he was the best, biggest success ever. And when people go bankrupt, a bunch of people have during COVID. I know J. Crew went bankrupt, and I've known about J. Crew since, you know, probably high school or something. But J. Crew is still in business. They're still selling things. They're still having ads on TV. And so the point is, when a country goes bankrupt, that doesn't mean people quit living and dying and having picnics and having fun and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm sure there's hardships that go along with that and a whole bunch of them that I don't recognize because I'm not an economist. But all I'm saying is, I'm not saying that's the solution. All I'm saying is that even if we took that one as a hypothetical, the blessings that come out of it might far outweigh the country going bankrupt. And the country would almost certainly recover from that. America's not going to cease being America, or any other country for that matter. So I was in Spain a few years ago when financial times were really bad, worse than they are now. And, you know, they were telling me that Spain was bankrupt along with Greece. Well, is the country not there anymore? Is it all of a sudden not on the map? So I think sometimes we prioritize the wrong thing. We should be prioritizing getting the spiritual right and the relational right regardless. and then do the best we can on the actual day-to-day details. And I believe if you do that, it's always going to come out okay.
I like that framework that you're talking about. I don't know if throwing money at a problem will make it go away. That's just one
well,
way
I don't
to deal
either.
With it.
Yeah, I don't either. And I mean, when I googled, you know, what have been other people's ideas over the years? Those were the first two I found. Was the country writing a check or not charging them taxes? There were some others, but those were the first two. So that's why I was using it as the hypothetical. I don't know at all that that's the right thing, or that throwing money at it would fix it or whatever. But I'm just saying whatever solution, and that's probably going to have to come primarily out of the Black community, this is what would heal us. And, you know, we would then feel like completely re-engaging with America, and, you know, we really believe America's on the right track now, not just for one group of people, but for us too. Whatever that solution is, I think that's what we should do, regardless of how painful it is.
I understand that. My last question to you is, Black Lives Matter, is everybody's thinking about it because it's in the news and there's been demonstrations, and yet the American Indian has suffered as much, if not more, than the blacks did. And then you got the Chinese behind them. I mean, where does it end?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean,
and if you'll watch the video, Glenn, we addressed that very thing. We're not saying, and by the way, I do not advocate at all, 0.001% in any form, violence. And the and the Black American friend of mine that did the filming with me feels exactly the same way, 100% against violence in any form related to this. And I also don't necessarily support the official organization of Black Lives Matter. I don't even know that much about them. I'm just talking about, you know, everybody's talking about those three words, and that's why I use those three words. But we're not saying at all that Indian lives don't matter, Asian lives don't matter, but it's kind of like a family, and that's one of the ways I addressed it in the filming, is in a filming, you know, if one member of the family gets sick, you attend to that family member until they're okay again.
Yes.
You don't worry about, well, wait a minute. If I attend to this sick kid, then I'm not giving the other kids as much time right now. No, you don't think that way. You say if one of them needs extra help, we're going to give it to them. And if one kid needs extra help his whole life more than the others, we're going to give it to them. We're going to try to give all of them what they need. And to me, that's more where I'm coming from. It's not that those other lives don't matter. It's that for whatever reason, this has come up as a huge issue in our culture right now. And it does have legitimacy because black Americans, a lot of them, including my friend who did the filming with me at times in his life, has felt that their lives don't matter to other Americans who may have a different pigment on their skin. And yeah, I would suggest as soon as we get this Black Lives thing straight, if we ever can, yeah, then let's go to Indian Lives Matter. Then let's go to Asian Lives Matter. Then let's go to Hispanic Lives Matter. I'm all for that, but it is not a problem to focus on one at a particular time and say, let's get this one better right now. And that's not excluding in a negative way. That's almost like saying, hey, I can't do eight things at once. Let me do this, and then I'll get to that. So that's more my opinion of it, Glenn.
Makes perfect sense, Dr. Alice. The video, I came on a little late. Is the video on your video channel up right now?
Yeah, it's up there now.
And the name of it is?
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Great.
And it's,
I'll check it out.
It's the new Deep Water series. This is the first one of the Deep Water series. The next one's going to be on gender issues.
Beautiful. Great. I will check that out today, Dr. Alex. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn. You have a good day.
You too.
Okay, so we have another hand up, and this is Marilyn.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marilyn.
How I think. I was actually going to ask a different question, but I've just been listening to what you've been saying about Black Lives Matter, and I have watched part of the video. I haven't watched the whole thing at this point. My feelings are, I don't think it matters what you throw at a person. If they feel inside they don't matter.
Yeah.
Does it really change?
That's right.
My personal feeling is I need, because what's also come up this week for me, if you remember, quite a while ago, I talked to you about the story of Job in the Bible where Satan came down. And when you talked to me, I went, now the story makes sense. And yet this week, it's come back up where I felt that God was allowing Satan to do that to me. So even though intellectually I understood, obviously, I still had a feeling because that story came up again. I needed to do some healing on it. So what my actual question I was going to ask this morning, though, was I bought the Q3 patches. Thank you very much for making them affordable, because with Australia, the exchange rate makes some of the things a little bit pricey for me. And I understand the vagus nerve. I've listened to you. I've read about it. I understand all that. But don't you still need to heal those memories? I understand that it does make a difference wearing the patch, and I'm really looking forward to getting mine, and I got my mother-in-law bought one as well. Don't you still need to heal the memories, though?
Yeah, you do. And my two cents on this is that there's an expression in psychology, and I don't know if it's 100% true, but it's probably largely true. And the expression is, everything is overdetermined. And what that means is that for most problems that are significant problems, there's probably not just one singular memory or event that is the 100% cause of that. There's probably more than one, and very likely several. And if you think about it, that makes sense because two people are exposed to the same trauma but have very different results. One of them struggles a little bit, and then they're fine the rest of their life. One of them never gets over it. Well, the one who never gets over it, it's not because of that one trauma, because the other person had that one trauma too. It's because of other things in them that sort of straw breaking the camel's back, or your stress barrel going from not full to overflowing. And so my theory of healing and source and working with things at the source rather than symptoms and all that has always been for me that, hey, if I can find two things that work really great, I'm going to do two things. If I find three things that work really great for my problem, I'm going to do three things. I mean, you should see me sometimes and at my house at night when Hope and I are just kicking back and talking and relaxing. I've got Q3 stuff everywhere. I've got a light thing going beside me. I've got two things around my neck. I've got one thing over my abdomen. I've got a scanner going in my ears. I've got patches on. I mean, you would laugh at me, probably. I mean, if I saw me, I would laugh at me, not in a mean way, but hey, good night. You got a lot going on there, and that's my theory, is that yeah, you do need to heal the source work, but if you can also do something at the same time that relieves the symptoms and makes those less painful to you, I would heartily recommend that. And so with the patches, that's primarily physical. And so you're turning on mechanisms, physical mechanisms, that the only thing they do is de-stress you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, do I want to heal the source? Of course, so that I don't even need that later in life. Yeah, but the truth is I'm never going to have a day without stress, ever. So if I've got a little thing on my neck that 24/7 is turning on my anti-stress physical symptoms, that the addition of that one thing may take me up one or two whole levels in my life overall, which is, oh, man, what's that worth? You may not be able to put a dollar figure on that. So, yes, I am, as far as me, Alex, I am always working on my memories. I'm always working on the source, but I'm also doing things to relieve symptoms as well. And I think here's what I believe. I believe that all things that are good and true work together in harmony, not in opposition. That's what I believe. And so mm-hmm. I'd rather have five things working on my biggest problem than one.
Okay. Yeah, I just was curious more than anything else.
Yeah.
One blessing, if you want to call it this, and I do actually, of your not being there last week is the call that they put on was where you talked about the Lord's Prayer.
When
I was listening to it, a little light bulb, because I still struggle with turning a negative thought into a prayer. And while I was listening, I thought, I can say the Lord's Prayer. And so
absolutely.
That's what I do now.
Yeah,
and it
that's
does make
fantastic.
A difference.
I do that regularly as well.
Yeah, no, but I still struggle with actually saying a prayer, turning my negative thought. But I find that I forget sometimes, I'm getting better at it, that it does make a difference doing that.
Yeah,
so,
typically,
yeah, so
if you're
away,
negative, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Being away has a blessing sometimes, Alex.
Yeah, typically if you turn the negative thoughts and feelings into a prayer, somewhere around 6 weeks, your unconscious mind gives up and it starts giving you positive feelings and thoughts. It's different amounts of time for different people, but that's one that works pretty universally for everybody if they do it.
And sometimes I say the 23rd Psalm because that's the other one I know.
Yeah, beautiful. That's great.
Thank you.
All right. Johanna?
All right, Alex. So let's see. I'm going to check really quick to see if anyone online has any questions. No, I don't see. I think that's it for questions for you
all
today,
right.
Alex.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. Remember, you can send your question in. We will answer it and then post the call, and you can listen to it at your leisure. And we have now started the Deep Water series. So if you haven't listened to the Black Lives Matter, maybe take a listen. I've had a few people tell me that it came at it from an angle they had not thought of, and it helped them. And then the next one is going to be on gender issues. That'll probably be out next week.
All right. Okay. So we're going to go
ahead. Johanna.
I love you too, Alex. Well, we're going to go ahead and change gears now, and I'm going to offer a chance for any of you who would like to get a custom code or a custom trilogy. To do that, you can just raise your hand by pressing *2. *2 is going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to unmute your line and get you a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. Right, so our first caller is Illinois. Your number is 1799. And who are we speaking with?
Hi, Johanna. This is Sheen. How are you?
Hi, Sheen. I'm good. How are you today?
I am doing good. I think last time I shared that I finished the memory engineering book that Dr. Alex wrote, and it was really helpful. So I started practicing that technique on healing some of the main issues that I had a hard time moving forward from or heal from. And so it's been really encouraging. I feel like it's made some great progress. I think overall, right now, I don't have a particular issue. But what I'm feeling is because of the healing that has taken place in the past a year or two, I'm at a place in life that I've been able to do things I never thought I could do, and which is exciting. But at the same time, there is a discomfort. It's almost like if I take a moment, I feel like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing what I'm doing. It's almost at the moment that I've been walking on water, and that's the moment I start to look around. I'm on water. And so I feel a little scared from time to time because I'm totally out of my comfort zone. And I know there are still things that I need to continue to heal, and that might just be the rest of my life. I was just wondering if there's any code you feel like could help me in this time of discomfort that I can build. I don't know if to build my faith, my trust in God, or trust in myself as well, that, you know, that God will equip me for what he's called me to do. I'm just, you know, throwing things out.
Right. No, this is great. And I'm so happy that you were able to really benefit from the memory engineering processes. We can definitely create a custom trilogy for you, Sheen, to address any of these things that you're feeling. If you're feeling a little anxious, scared, you're out of your comfort zone, we'll just bring it in for, you know, bring those thoughts and those feelings into the healing field, which is what you're creating and tapping into when you do the trilogy. So whether it's being able to be in the present moment, which is when we're the most empowered, is when we are in the present moment. We're not worried about the past. We're not thinking about the past. We're not worried about the future. We're just being right now in the present moment and trusting that inner guidance, which, you know, Alex even talks about, you know, it's like our conscience. Are we really being still enough to listen? And then when we choose to do something, are we choosing the most loving way and the truthful and honest way to do it? Those are three things that, you know, we want to make sure we're doing. And so when you come up with blocks or hesitations or fears about that, then, yeah, bring that in so that you can return to that place of truth and love and peace in the present moment.
Right.
You know, Alex even talked about on one of the it's called The One Rule. I was just watching that on YouTube, and he talks about, you know, the three main points is checking with your conscience, is what you're going to do or what you're choosing to do, is it love-based, and can you add love to it? So if it's a physical thing you're going to do, is there a way you can add love to that? So these are good filters, you know. That's a good one for you to look at is The One Rule, and that's
it's
on YouTube.
It's called One Rule. Okay, so I will be able to find it from the, I guess I have the Podbean app.
I'm not sure if it's there, but I know you can get it on YouTube.
Okay.
If you go to
YouTube,
Alex Lloyd,
okay,
you'll see it on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay.
But let's go ahead and get a custom, you wanted a trilogy, is that correct?
Yes. Whatever you think will be more effective.
Trilogy is always what I would recommend if you feel comfortable doing it.
Yes, I am.
Some people don't feel comfortable yet in doing the tapping and all of that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
The main component is really the healing code anyway, but I would recommend doing the trilogy, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, let's go ahead and get that. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issues.
The primary issues.
Okay, very good. All right. So whatever you recognize that's making you feel a little anxious or fearful or just not in peace in the present moment, use this primary trilogy. Okay. The first minute, we're going to start with the eyebrows. Tap all the way to the side of the hands. Okay, so we're going to do that whole, every single point. Okay, then.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to collarbones.
Okay.
Side of the hand. Back up to sore spots. And then middle of the chest. Then go to under the eyes, under the nose, and chin.
Okay.
And then do little finger, and then the 9G.
Okay,
minute number two for the healing code. We're going to do both hands high bridge. Both hands below the belly button. Both hands Adam's apple, pointing at the Adam's apple.
Okay.
And then both hands pointing at the temples. Okay, minute number three. You're going to start at the base and slide all the way up and over three times. But always pause for a few seconds when you get to the top of the spine.
Okay.
So start from the base, slide all the way up, keep your hands on the body, go all the way up over the face to the top of the spine, hold it there for a few seconds, and then do that again. We're going to do that three times.
Okay.
Then you're going to start at the solar plexus. And you hold it there for a few seconds. Slide up to the throat. And pause.
Okay.
Slide up to the forehead. Pause. Slide back all the way down to the base. Pause. And then go all slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine. And then I would recommend doing the healing code again.
Okay.
And, of course, if you know any of the other extra minutes from Trilogy, you can use those, of course. If you have the Trilogy program and you have, understand how to do those, you can do those. But I would definitely include an extra dose of the healing code.
Okay. Okay. And then what did you say that I could do those? What's that you mentioned?
Well, if you have the Trilogy program with the custom trilogies that Alex put in the program, there's the Trilogy Source and then the Trilogy Health. Those also include instructions on how to do the additional minutes for Trilogy. So if you don't have those, don't be worried about it, but do add an extra healing code. Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay. Just do the extra healing code.
Okay. And then a question about the third minute. When your hands fall onto the top of the end of the spine, the top of the spine. And then I have hair there. Does it make it less effective?
Oh, no, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, sounds good. I just thought to ask that.
No, that's fine. It goes through your hair.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
Okay,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thanks.
All right. So if there's anyone else who would like a custom trilogy or a custom code, we still have some time. So raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. And I think everybody's okay. So we'll meet you again next week. Oh, wait, there's one hand up. Let me check this one. Okay, 5920, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
What would you like to address?
I got a custom trilogy last week, but it still doesn't seem to be working, and I do, I'm experiencing so much stress, and I was wondering if that code will cover that or not.
If you're experiencing more stress, it could be that the code is working very well, and you're experiencing what we call a healing response.
Okay.
So in that, how often are you doing the healing code or the trilogy?
Once or twice a day. My husband plays it overnight sometimes, looping it and just while he's sleeping for me. So I don't know, is that too much to do?
You might want to cut back. Yeah. If you're feeling worse before you feel better, usually it's a healing response. It's a good thing, but it doesn't feel good, and we want you to feel good. So just slow it down a bit. Let me test and see if we need a new one or...
Okay.
Is it the same issue?
It's the eyesight issue.
Okay. Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
The primary issue.
The primary issue.
Okay, no, this is still very accurate. So I would say let's just slow it down. Now, you could even skip a day.
Okay.
Maybe even try did you record it or something? You recorded it for yourself?
Yes, I did.
So you might want to just listen to the recording. These are different ways that you could still activate it, but not as powerfully as actually, you know, doing the hand positions. And
okay.
And just be a little more gentle. Your body is probably just detoxing a lot of junk, and it's more than it can keep up with. So, you know, give your body a chance to catch up. Drink some good water.
Okay.
Stay hydrated. And then, come back next week and we'll see how it's going.
I'm also doing the trilogy source, and it's with my sister, and that's a lot of issues there. Should I cut back on that also, or just...
You could always have the intention of sending it to her.
So I'm not doing it for her. It's
Doing it for her is gonna. It isn't so strong to push us into a healing response. However, you may be just really, really sensitive. I would just cut back on everything for a day or so until you start feeling better, and then just proceed.
Okay.
You know, maybe one or two things at a time, but not everything all at once.
Yeah, each day when I. Like my eyesight, I can see that it's deteriorated more, and I don't understand why it would be getting worse.
Mm-hmm. So, well, like I said, we never know exactly how the body's going to respond as far as healing goes, the physical healing. What you want to look at is how you're feeling about the condition. So if you're angry, frustrated, worried, oh, it's never going to heal, or, you know, I don't know if this will ever change... Those are all beliefs and things that you definitely want to address.
And I address those with this trilogy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But give your body a chance, a little bit of a break, okay?
Okay.
Because it could be that you just have a healing response, which is good. It's a good sign. It just doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I'm often one of those 1 in 10 that gets that, so.
Yeah, okay. So you know yourself. Yeah, you've probably been overdoing it a bit.
Okay.
But that particular process is still really good. I just checked it, so it's
okay.
Fine.
Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless you.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so I think that's going to be it for our custom codes or custom trilogies today. I want to thank you all for participating and meet you again next week.